This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it allowed to pray two rak'ah for Tahiyyat al-Masjid a few minutes before Maghrib prayer? Praying sunnah during a time where the person is forbid to pray, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri and Sahih Bukhari Muslim, no prayer after Asr until the sun goes down, and no prayer after Fajr until the sun rise. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't pray right before Dhuhr, when the sun in the middle of the sky. These three times where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us to pray. So al-ulama rahimahumullah debated over the issue, what if a volunteer prayer is supposed to take place during this time? Some of these volunteer prayers, al-ulama almost agree it is okay. Like someone making tawaf and he's going to pray the two rak'ah of tawaf. Somebody, for example, woke up from the salah, woke up from sleeping right before asr. He must pray. Some people delay the salah until the sun rises or sun goes down. If it's an obligatory prayer, you have to pray it right away. Okay? If a person have a volunteer prayer for a reason, like wudu, like for example istikhara, like tahiyyat al-masjid, you enter. We know that we should listen to the imam while the imam giving the khutbah. We're not supposed to be engaged in anything else. Even dhikr and ibadah, we're not allowed. We should listen to the khutbah. But still, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told a man when he entered, did you pray? He said, no. He said, stand up and pray. While the Prophet giving the khutbah. Which would give you that there is basically, if the prayer has a reason for it, you should offer it. You should offer it. That's why I do believe that this is a very strong argument, and this is the Madhab al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, and the Dawat al-Asbab, the prayer that has reason behind it, are allowed to be performed, even if it's a time of nahi, even if the time we're not allowed to pray. And that's the one narration of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and that's the choice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. And Ibn Hazm has a story, it's a funny story. Ibn Hazm said, this particular issue, what led me to seek knowledge, because he entered the masjid, he sat. So somebody said, don't pray, don't sit until you pray. So he started praying, about to pray. Somebody told him, other person told him, hey, why are you praying? He said, I want to pray to hate the masjid. He said, you cannot pray because it's now not allowed to pray. It's almost Maghrib. He said, I was confused. This one has a proof and this one has a proof. He said, I decide to go learn myself to know the answer for that, rahimahullah ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he said no prayer, no, just a volunteer prayer. But if there is a reason behind it, you should do it. Final point. If you really come to the masjid right before Maghrib, just 1 minute or two, yahi, wait. Stand up and make dhikr until the adhan is called. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.